All right. Tony, open your eyes. Hungry. Open your eyes. Were you meditating?
I'm hungry.
I told you I got thin wheats in the cabinet.
What else?
Pretzels.
Pretzels are cute.
Don't you usually have fruit?
Yo, I didn't go fruit shopping this week. And the fruit that I did have, I put in my smoothie. So
okay. It's cool.
It's one of those things, but it's getting warm out, so you know you got to keep the fruit on deck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so happy it's 60-something degrees out, nigga. It felt like Bahamas weather. It was 66 today.
It was
60. Really?
It went to 69.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great number.
Inside all day. God damn.
Thursday is going to be 70.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Uh-oh.
About to pull out the grill.
Facts.
Damn, Thursday going to be 70.
What the? Is there an echo?
I know. That's just wild.
Because we just said it.
I was about to say, wait, is there?
We just had a snowstorm.
That's true. It was just like a whole foot of snow on the ground like last week.
But then it's crazy because it says Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday's going to get snow.
Yeah.
It's going to snow next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll change.
Awesome. New Jersey. Welcome to New Jersey.
Right.
And welcome to another episode of Complicated Simplicity.
What's up, niggas?
Yeah. That's the intro.
Tony choosing violence tonight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is good.
Wait, can we get a violent shot?
Yes, you know I'm here for this shit.
All right.
I can't wait to do my gun dance.
Yo.
I wish I got
the gun dance?
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to do a little dance with his. I mean, hopefully, give me on a shade room.
Oh, my God. If that's what gets us on a shade room,
is it a, like, Corvette, like a whole little dance to it, like this going on? Or is it like a huge original dance?
It's not an original dance. I saw this boy do it. Like, he's actually going viral for like dancing with his guns.
So, oh.
Like, he just got some little dance that he does with his guns. So I sent it to Chris and I'm like, let me use your guns at the prop. Come over here and do that. So yeah.
So now I got prop guns. People won't think my guns is fake.
No, they real.
No,
they real. You gonna be ready for that zombie apocalypse that's supposed to happen? I sent that to you.
Well, when we see Tony turn first, since he got the Moderna,
Tony.
That zombie. y'all have bigger things to worry about than the zombies.
You're right. The kangaroos.
Don't forget.
I'm so tired of these kangaroos. They're getting way too much clout from Tony. Like that one.
But somebody else said it too, so now it's really starting to have me think. Like,
this wasn't an original statement for me. There was mad people online talking about this. I'm like, guys, this is really real.
Yeah, this is a thing.
This is a thing.
I think we need to be
concerned. Listen, Chris, you got those pretty ass gold bullets. Yeah, but once them
you got hollow tips.
Yeah, they are illegal. I don't know about these hollow tips in this joint. No.
Oh.
Governor Murphy. No, hollow tips are in New Jersey, they're illegal.
Oh, you can't. Nothing in here.
Nah, you can't even have like
Jersey.
You can't even have a lot of bullets in your gun. Like,
and just
in it backs out of 10.
Really?
What?
Yeah, if you got more than 10 bullets, you're going to jail.
They regulating the shit out of the gun.
And there's no self defense, right? So God forbid if something you needed to defend yourself with a gun.
I heard somebody break into your house and they're running away from you, after you pull out a gun and you shoot them, like you get in trouble.
Yeah.
So like they gotta be like stomping you out. You gotta like let yourself lose kill first. You can be like, oh, I'm afraid for my life. So look, I got cameras in here, right? So if anybody ever ran in the gym, I'm going to just fall out and let the nigga snuff me, right? And then I'm going to yell, I'm scared for my life.
Bang, bang.
Bang.
But if they have a gun.
Whoa, chill.
You know, that's true.
I'm watch just that saying. Happen
and on a fucking thing, they're going to fall on the ground. Like, oh, he shot me. And then they're going to, Chris going to be like, hey, wait, you're not a person. And rip off the guy's mask. And it's going to be a kangaroo.
Yeah. Like, it was a fucking kangaroo. They've overrun us. Wait, I was talking to Tony about that. I was like, fam, I'm not worried about the kangaroos. They in Australia. And he was like, you see how strong they are? They're going to teleport.
Teleport. Right in your living room.
Right in the living room.
Tell me if a kangaroo teleport right now in his living room.
Knock your back door.
And tell us to throw our hands up. That kangaroo is decking all three of us.
It's kangaroo time, baby.
I'm running.
Jump.
This is weird.
Stuff you think about, though.
I'm telling you. So what's up, niggas?
What's up, niggas? Man, I don't know why, but when he say niggas, it feel racial. Like, it really feel... It don't even feel like you saying it, like, in a... in a camaraderie type way. It's like, niggas.
It wasn't endearing. Like, yeah, it was just like
you talking down to us. Yeah, I'm offended.
That's all about to say, hey, king.
So right, yeah, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Hello, queen. How are you? You know what I'm saying? Good day. It's beautiful outside.
But we got a hungry Tony, though, so yeah. It's different.
Like, we got happy Ty.
He choosing violence
hungry
tonight.
Tony.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling.
You about to be.
I got this normal slushy. Chris. Normal Chris. Normal Chris is here. Once again, you know what I'm saying? After the week hiatus. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Do like, you want to tell them why we had a hiatus?
Not really.
You want to tell them?
Oh, man. Nah, not really. Yo, it's funny because, like, man, like, the people that know, they're like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm not, I ain't watching it.
Damn, Chris, come on now.
When is it
That's
airing?
A really good thing.
It's, like, nah, it's Sunday, and it's, like, it's going to be, like, 3 minutes long, so.
I still want to see it.
Stop
I'm record
trying to minimize
you.
That. That's really good, right. Chris.
It was cool.
Did you enjoy it, though?
It was really cool. We won take hold of that, John.
Can you give an applause?
I don't even know what y'all
talking
about. I'm doing really good with memorizing these buttons, man. This is
good. And then that was long.
Yeah.
You be like, all right, sit down. Sit down. All right.
Niggas.
Oh, y'all real funny today. Yo, Yo, okay.
You're the slushies.
So we missed episode last week, but they getting two episodes this week, so that's good.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Throwing two episodes at the people. John and Greg and Ryan will be making an appearance this coming week. So this is going up.
The twin?
Well, today, the twin. I ain't got no twin cousins.
Who's Greg?
Oh, that's Greg. Oh, I thought you were talking about Ryan. No, yeah, Greg is a twin.
Okay.
Shout out to Gary. Shout out to him. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So y'all going to get two episodes Wednesday, either Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
One of the days. And we may have something exciting. I talked to that person. I threw that little idea to y'all about.
Yeah.
And she with it.
How?
Oh, that's something I threw in my little commercial.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, I was so excited. It was so corny. I was like, and we got something new cooking up.
Oh, I see what you did. Oh, no. Did you say literally? Oh,
that
man,
so good.
That was good. That was really good. She threw a pun in there. Yes, pun intended. Good job.
Cooking up. Yo, you know the sizzling noise.
Working on the Pyrex. I wish I could do like graphics. Like I wish I went to school for something like that because I would like some mess your whole commercial up and just start throwing stuff on there. It'd be like a frying pan next to your face.
I was making gunshot noises. Yeah. I was doing a lot.
Oh, I can't wait to post this.
That's good.
And then just throw up your gun video with it, too.
Yeah. But not the good one I'm going to make, though.
Okay.
Post that one. Wait, you can post up the other one, though.
Okay.
Because what's that, the AK?
Yo, chill.
I'm sorry. They won't see it anyway.
It ain't an AK.
No.
Nah. Oh. Well. Yo, niggas going to think I am crazy. They're like, yeah, Chris over here with the hollow tips and the AKs.
Making up all types
of stuff. Look, she finding the most gangster thing possible. Guns.
And everything you say in them kangaroos is writing down, so let's be quiet about it.
With their claws.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he got a what? Check. I'm telling y'all, they're coming. So what's up, guys?
What did we miss? Oh, I just want to give a couple quick shout-outs.
Okay.
Golden Globe winners. It was a lot of Black Golden Globe winners this year. For like Judas and the Black Messiah. Lovecraft had a couple. I don't remember them all, but shout out to you know how
black
it is.
Excellence. Black excellence. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
What was it? Sumi, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Wale.
Hello.
Issa. Shout out y'all. So yeah, shout out to them. D'Angelo had a versus. You know, we always talk about the verses. didn't live up to the hype.
At all.
Did he play the good song though?
He played all his joints.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of joints. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, D'Angelo got them joints. But they hyped it. What song are you singing, Tony?
That You're Brown My Sugar? Lady song.
Oh.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, I don't got it. I can barely hum. Well, hold on. Yeah. No, I can't do it.
That wasn't that bad. No, I didn't say do it again. Niggas always get carried away when they get a little compliment. Yeah.
You want a little bit more?
Yeah.
I be letting Essence slide every now and then. Essence, like, she'll low-key, like, hit a note, and I'll give her, like, the little look, like, all right. The next thing you know, she started cheesing and she's trying to hit another one. I'm like, see. Like this weekend, she hit one note. I was like, ooh, flat.
Flat. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was. It
shout
was
out
bad.
To Money.
Shout out to Money. Shout out to her. Look, that nigga Tony got scared.
I got scared too. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, I thought the kangaroos was here.
You thought the kangaroo showed up?
Yeah, hey, Ollie.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So,
wait, can we pause?
What?
No, why are we pausing?
No, why are we pausing? Oh, okay.
What you want to pause for?
Why can't you get up here? You can get a little remote.
What's she drinking? Oh, here, get some.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Commercial break.
My name is Peter.
Football game.
Mind
Chris.
You, they're gonna be like, what are these niggas talking about today? So, how about Coming to America, guys? How was that?
That movie was
epic. I have strong feelings. So, you know, we can start with this so let's I can go. Get it out the way.
That shit was.
So, like.
What was the budget for this movie?
It was actually a lot.
It had a to lot. Be a lot. The oh, amount of people they had in cameos. It. Yeah. Like every 3 seconds.
When Gladys Knight came out, I'm like, you know what?
The Night Train is Zamunda.
But when he, is this, well, like, spoiler alert for anybody who didn't
Yeah, if you
it.
Ain't watching by now, that's your fault. Yeah. I don't care.
It's on Amazon. Just
right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got Amazon Prime.
But when the dad just died, when he was just like, I'm ready.
and died standing up in the casket.
What?
Like who attends their own funeral? Like, bruh. Like, come on, y'all. Like, that was some BS.
Even, like, the video graphics of them explaining how he had the son, I hated
it. The CGI.
Oh, my God. I was done.
I mean, I get it, but...
It should have just
left it
alone.
It was so unnecessary. All right, so... He should have just had a son who wanted to go back to the States.
Leslie Jones was funny as hell in that movie.
She was funny as shit. She was.
You didn't think she was funny?
You want to get on the mic?
Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Because
you can't sit on the couch and talk.
Would I take a commercial? Hey, come on. Get on the mic. Get a mic.
Yeah, hold on.
It'll take a quick second.
See Zumbua.
And we're back from the commercial break. Go ahead. Sing a song, Tony.
Oh, which one?
I don't know. You was doing the commercial music.
Oh, okay.
Commercial break.
All right. No. That sounds like feedback. It's right. Like the why that nigga sound like the mics are too close together?
Right. You heard dogs in the background barking.
You.
All right. So we talking about Coming to America, and I'm going to.
Yeah. Say, yeah.
I think it was like the first 10 minutes, we counted like 15 celebrity cameos, and it was just randomly thrown in there.
Like, it was unnecessary. So,
what was the most random celeb that y'all saw in here?
I just think all of them. Even Rick Ross Rick with Ross. That fucking F. I'm just like, you know what?
Niggas with the shake weights.
It was just too much.
So, all right. So, this is my problem. And this is what made me mad. Because everybody's like, oh, well, you went in with high expectations and you expected it to be the first one. I actually didn't. I went in with super low expectations and still got disappointed. Mm-hmm. Because this movie was just... People were saying, like, oh, it's just meant to be, like, oh, black excellence and show-offs, this, that. Then have a reunion. Or do a play or something.
Do an original movie. Something
right.
Original.
Do
yeah.
But, like, all this, it was just dumb to me. Like, and then, like, they had everybody make, all right, Wesley Snipes' character. Why are these niggas coming in the room dancing? Like, it's not even a real movie.
Stepping.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
girl team shit, yeah.
It was weird. And then my big nose nigga from Power, he coming in John looking stupid. And then like,
then
Tiana Taylor, she had a whole microphone on because she was performing.
I was not feeling
that.
Then
the nigga started rapping. I'm like, yo, like, we don't even need white people to do the stereotypes for us anymore. We do it to ourselves and call it entertainment.
I was happy to see Lunell though.
I don't even know who Lunell is.
The comedian and big woman.
Oh, the one with the blonde hair. Yeah, she's funny.
She's funny as hell.
She's super
funny.
She was
the only reason why I laughed.
I was about to say, really, real shit. The only time I laughed. Oh, and then there was this one thing when they walked into the barbershop. I wrote it down. He was like, oh, it's Kuta Kinte and Ebola.
And Ebola. That was the funniest part to me when they was in the barbershop. The The barbershop scenes were funny.
And it was like, make it that far.
You got, oh yeah, you like, you yeah, the baby with the fly.
Yeah, the baby with the fly. He said, oh, hey. That was funny. That was, you know, funny. What I'm saying? But like, just overall, it was cheesy.
Way too much going on. It was way too much going on. Like, everybody keeps saying, like, oh, what did you expect? Like, no.
What's up, Ollie?
Hi. Hey. I didn't expect it to be like the first one, but it was just too many things going on. And then, like, the whole funeral thing, like, threw me off. After that, I was like, yeah, I don't even want to watch this no more. Like, who comes to the funeral alive?
James Earl Jones.
And then dies on cue.
On cue. All right, son, I'm going to die now.
Like, oh, they can't see us.
Standing up.
Why he just shrivel up?
Like, no.
With a
like,
smile on his face. It
make
was
it small. A little bit realistic.
Like, my brother said it, like, while we was watching, he was like, yo, Eddie Murphy acting more like Bowfinger than Hakeem in this movie. Like, he was just mad, goofy, and stupid. And it's like, it was such a deviation from the original movie.
Yeah, two different movies.
And it's like, don't even call it Coming to America. Just call it something else.
Something else, yeah.
It was a mess.
Like, yeah. Like it was almost like a spoof movie. It was almost like a spoof of the first. Right.
Yeah. It felt like one of them scary movies.
Yeah.
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 That's
like,
exactly
yeah.
what it felt like. And but
with the actual people in it, right, making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody just, looked great, though.
Everybody looked amazing.
Everyone looked amazing.
You know, black don't crack. Everybody mm-hmm. know that.
Black crack if you do it.
Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox is made out of plastic now.
Well, I'm about to say, yeah, she's done a lot of work.
She did a lot of bad work.
Shonda. Skin tight as shit.
You're still loose.
You're still loose. Oh, but all right. So this is what like I wanted to get into with the whole like polarization of the movie, right? What annoys me about black people is like you can't have an opinion without it be considered hating if it involves
or
black people.
Or like,
right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I think that's mad corny because it's just like, fam, how about I just didn't enjoy the movie? How about I expect
like
quality?
Because it's black people.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just because they black don't mean I got like, yo, that was amazing.
You free from criticism.
Yeah, like, no, it was a bad movie.
like it
was wasn't
unnecessary.
Good. It was unnecessary.
In my opinion, was it was unnecessary. Rushed? I feel like it was rushed because of, like, the whole COVID. And the thing is, if it was going
I think they recorded it before then.
If you're going to do that, just don't do it until, just don't. Like,
I'm fairly certain that movie was mm-hmm. made before COVID even started.
It? Well, that's the shame because it gave a rush feeling.
It was that storyline was just ass.
The storyline was terrible. Like, just terrible. And then the guy.
We are. Niggas ain't had nothing positive to say.
What's the guy, the son or whatever with the.
Lavelle.
He had the cut from like.
Cut the whiskers.
Like, I'm like, come on. Why y'all mixing Wakandas? And like, what's up?
Yo, and then. All right, so this is the thing. All right, the original movie. It had an this is how I feel about the original movie. It was a good movie that happened to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was actually a good movie, mm-hmm. regardless of if you laughed at it a lot or not. It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. You can see how Hakeem fell in love with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, that girl did his hair once
one
and
time.
Then cut off his little tail, rat tail at the end, and then they went for a walk and they in love.
Yeah.
It didn't even
Make sense.
They were just doing stuff to do and just throwing people in the movie just like, to throw them in there.
The whole,
Michael Blackson.
The whole thing with the lion.
Yeah, like
getting
that was
stupid. The whiskers. Like, what?
Like,
y'all adding Lion King now? Like, I don't know. It was just too much for me. No.
And then, you know, so everybody's like, oh, well, it's just meant to have a good time, you know.
What I didn't.
All right, I have a good time watching a lot of other stuff.
I wasted, 2 hours of my time? Like, bro, it did not catch my attention. Like, I tried. I was like, okay, I don't even know how it ended because
honestly, it was so bad that I couldn't look away. Like,
I
was over it.
I was over, like, five times.
Because I didn't understand the plot. Like, what's going on?
What just happened? Right.
What was they neighbors called? Next Doria.
Yeah, they were in there too.
They were from Next Doria. Like they didn't even. When they brought it to how the child was conceived, it was date rape.
Yeah.
Off the weed.
They got raped.
Off weed.
Yeah.
Like what are we talking about? Like what? Yo, man, black people. We allowed to raise the bar. We allowed to expect better from our legends and like. If you're going to go and pull all these legends into a movie, just make it a good movie.
Yeah, make it something good.
I wonder how they felt about it.
Good. Clearly, good.
I wonder if they thought that was good.
I think Chris said it really good. It was a spoof.
Yeah.
It was really spoofy.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
Because I was looking forward to it.
Me too.
And that really sucks for people who didn't watch Coming to America, the first one.
Because now like, it doesn't make you want to see the first one.
Or it may do the opposite. It may be like, all right, I want to go see the first one. Then they watch that one. And they're like, oh, this is slow.
Yep.
Right.
Like, this is not as funny as the first one. Who's these people? They're not goofy or not. So whatever. That was my. Yeah. I have a lot more to say, but I'm gonna let it because I feel like we are beating this joint up. Yeah, I don't want
to be a hater.
Like, let me tell you something. There's one person on this earth
who don't
that
care.
Do not care about somebody being like you hate. I'm like, nigga, it's me. Whatever. I got an opinion.
Facts.
You got your opinion. I got mine. But niggas really thought this was like a great movie, and I'm just like, huh.
Who is niggas? Do you got a name?
A lot of people said got they one enjoyed the
name. My mom.
Who? Really?
She was on Facebook fighting hard as hell for this movie. Tony the Owl.
Tony the Owl. Your mom was saying like this is a great movie.
Yes, but. She's one. She doesn't even watch movies. Like she doesn't even know what a good movie is. So I
invalidated her opinion.
Period. Like get a flying sis.
When she listens to this episode, she gonna call you, ask you out.
She be like, all right.
Like that's how you feel. See where you stay next time you come down. You gonna really be in a tiny house. You ain't gonna have no choice though. Oh man. So yeah, we can get off Coming to America. So speaking of date rapes.
Oh
look at this. Look at this segue.
Yo.
Are y'all up to have you been kept abreast about the ongoings of the nasty adventures of T.I. and Tiny?
Shonda.
That's my sister name. Don't say her name after that.
That is
yeah, Shonda.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Shonda. Oh, sorry.
I read a little bit about it, but I don't know. Nasty. I don't know if I don't believe it. I don't know if I actually believe it. But
I mean, I wouldn't be. We surprised. Gotta wait. We all have to mm-hmm. like with anything.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They get judged like by the opinion of public court.
Oh, public. Anyway, yeah. Public court. You know they'll take you to hell mm-hmm. quick.
Yep.
Because I remember, I think it was like a song or somebody said something about like Black China being involved in like one of their like threesomes, something like that. So I don't put it past them. I don't know if they like literally like kept people locked up and stuff.
But see, Black
Wait,
China
kept
ain't
people
the one.
Locked up. They did.
Like, yeah, they talk about kidnapping.
Kidnap. Like kind of like stuff. if you came in and you couldn't leave unless you like partake, like, you know, took action and whatever they were into. All
right. So for anybody that don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to do a quick summary.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Basically, T.I. and Tiny have now been accused of sexually assaulting, imprisoning, whatever, a whole bunch of nasty, weird stuff. Of now, I believe there's over 30 accusers.
Oh my God.
And it's like something that's been accumulating over years. And it's a lot of industry people that are like alluding to, like, yeah, this is like a known thing that they do.
We've heard stuff like this before with them, but I thought they were just freaky, not like statistic.
Right. Yeah. And I think it was the way I always internalize it is they're just part of like, you know, like the swinger culture
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, Tiny is down with to get down.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they can do what they want to do as adults. You know what I'm saying? But if it's not on no freaky imprisoning rapey stuff.
That's right.
If it's not consent.
Oh, right. Yeah. If it's not
if it's not consensual. Yeah.
Captives and stuff like that's not OK.
Oh, yeah, because they probably went there like, okay, we'll have a good time, but I'm seeing what y'all...
I want to leave after this.
Yeah, or I'm seeing what the hell y'all consider a good time, and I'm like, nah, I'm good, I don't want to do it. It's like, well, you're going to now do it. So, I get it, okay.
It was like, oh, sip on this drink, you'll feel better. The next thing you know...
They passing out.
Yeah, they passing out, waking up hurting. That ain't...
I don't know if I believe all that, man.
It's just hard because... I feel like it's always a touchy subject because it's hard for women to already come out and say something like that happened to them. So then it's like when they do come out, most people, well, not going to say most people, but sometimes they already get that bad rap and it's like, we don't believe you or you might be clout chasing or it's always that what if part to it. Mm-hmm. But what makes it hard for women to come out to begin with because mm-hmm. of the way people look at them or say, you know what I mean? Or don't believe them. But we're not going to know anything until.
And you know what else messes it up though? When they take a really long time to come out. Like, I feel like that always negates what people consider.
Yeah, that's hard for people just to come
but it's like.
It's not easy to come out with something
at all. Not something
especially
like that.
With someone that's in the public eye because they're so powerful. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's my word against theirs. Like,
especially something embarrassing happened. Like the foot. That's crazy.
Yeah. Go ahead, tell them about the foot. Tell them about the foot. Since you, because she said that with emphasis. Go ahead, tell them about the foot.
I don't know how to say that.
That's how off. Say it the way you said it off mic.
Basically, Shorty said that she came in there, had a drink, and T.I. was like, ooh, I want to put my foot in a vagina. I want to know how that is. And she said she took a sip, she passed out, and then she woke up and her vagina was hurting.
Girl.
Insinuating that he might have put the foot in her vagina.
That is wild, sick, nasty, filthy. I hope it's not true, but I'm going to sit back and wait on this one.
You know what? The one thing I do feel like, I don't know. I feel like if anything, T.I. is like the ringleader.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's
the ringleader. Oh, y'all just going to throw my nigga T.I. no, into listen, the bus.
I love Uncle T.I. Like, that's Uncle T.I.
Not Rashad.
But I don't know what it is about him. Like, after the whole situation with his daughter, yeah. About, you know, checking.
That,
you know,
hymen messed him up. Yeah.
And how he, I mean, it is a double standard when you see how he treats his son compared to his daughters, which mm-hmm. I understand. But I feel like with that, just that, I don't know. I feel like maybe he is the ringleader. Because I don't see Tiny doing.
Tiny just seemed like she with whatever she just he said. Yeah.
Yeah, like she just
to please him.
Which yeah. is foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish so as hell. Foolish. But. Especially because she kind of made him. It's like, bro, you could just leave. But who,
true.
Nobody want Tiny. So there's that too.
Yikes. Not nobody wants Tiny.
I mean, to be real.
Somebody gonna want Tiny. Yeah, I guess. Oof.
Neither one of them.
So are they going to court for this? Is this?
So it's one of those things where, like, right now, they're going to get caught in front of, like, a grand jury. It's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
Imagine the words he would use to try to defend what he
said. Oh, my God. The big words.
Expeditiously.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the conceptual framework of that mentality. I'm like, nigga.
He already said these accusations are egregious. Oh, nigga, spell it. Right. Egregious.
That lie was funny.
But now I wonder, like, if you do that, do you, like, put those people in, like, I don't know, do you make them sign, like, an NDA or something? Like,
you can't do no NDA when you rape somebody.
I mean, like, if they come into your, well, I don't know. Like, if they come into your whatever and then you pay them off, like, all right, like, this happened. But
so, all right, so that's another thing where I think, and, you know, this could be part of the ploy, but I think what is also not good for them is that they tried to do a settlement and the victims are like, nah, we don't want money.
They did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't, oh, see.
Oh, yeah. I thought they didn't want to do the settlement and they just lawyered up.
Well, the money compensation is probably mm-hmm. going to be part of it regardless. But as far as settling before you go to court, no. So there's two ways that you can get money. You can just be like, all right, give me whatever you're going to give me and I'll shut up and we can go on about our business. Or no, we're going to go to court. You're going to go to jail and I'm going to get paid.
But I just don't understand. How do you do something like that with no money, no sign of anything, and just think that you're going to get away with that? I like, how, what were they thinking? They weren't thinking.
These niggas in power is different from us.
Yeah.
Like, and
to be that dumb.
Look at R. Kelly.
It's not, yeah, it's look different for them.
Look at R. Kelly. Kelly, he was doing
and he
years.
Did it for 25, 30 years.
And even I went to court.
In our base.
Right, in our face.
The nigga started calling himself the Pied Piper.
What's that mean?
Aaliyah.
What? You don't know what the Pied Piper is? No. It's a story of, like, this dude that, like, played season. Lord. He lured children away from, no. He lured children away from the town to never be found again with music.
Oh,
so he, like, played, like, a flute.
Oh, my God. That's, like, so fucked up.
And that, yeah, that's who the Pied Piper is.
Lord and Roder.
And you out here like, it's the Pied Piper, Pied Piper. Just singing along. Just singing along. These niggas be different. They be living a different world than we live in. And I don't know if it's the Hollywood culture, the money culture, just
that's crazy.
Whatever it is, it clouds their judgment. They're not normal thinking people like us.
Oh.
But the thing that bothers me about niggas like that is, like, don't be running around on TV wanting to be in the spotlight. Calling yourself an activist and you doing this stuff at home.
You got a family man.
You got a family show.
And you got daughters. Like, that's the thing that kills me is when, like, people that are like that have daughters.
All right, but on both sides though,
like you have daughters.
That's not just a tech
TI. You have nieces and it's like this is somebody else's niece and this is what you're doing. Like, I don't understand. Even with Tiny, like, come on.
Yeah, like, Tiny, you have a daughter,
talking about
and you're a
women
woman.
Empowerment and everything, and this is what you're doing to other, like, that don't make sense to me. That's very hypocrite.
hypocritical. Tony, you've been making a lot of faces. What you gotta say?
I'm thinking like, damn, I really like that song and I can't listen
to it. That Pied Piper shit. That really fucked me up. The Pied Piper
show. No, I'm thinking about R. Kelly. Remember the kitchen song? Girl, you in the kitchen cooking me a meal. Make me wanna come over there and get a feel. Walk around in your t-shirt. Nothing else.
What song is that?
That's R. Kelly song.
You just made up a song. Look, that's gonna be our sleeper today. Tony's original.
Well, y'all remember the song? I will never.
Yeah, I know that song.
It was the same album. Oh my god, I caught myself. I was listening to When a Woman's Fed Up. Mm-hmm.
This is the key when it comes to R. Kelly. You just gotta make sure that the song don't start. Because after it starts, you're going to already be like, yo, it's my joint.
No, he definitely is a great artist for someone that can't read.
But we can't even say that the way people get, well, I can say whatever the fuck I want, but like, people like jump on you like, oh my God, you know, he's talking about this. I'm like, you know how good your body is? Your body is calling you.
Not y'all niggas having a sing-along. Just like Tony was singing the whole episode.
Tory Lanez joint, like the one that came out after, man, that thing was so good, but that I had to turn good. It off. I had to.
You listen to the new one, like the brand new album.
Not the brand new one. No, that came out.
The one right after
the Meg album.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. That thing was so good. And I was like, I can't listen to this.
No, but we talking about Tory Lanez.
I'm over here like,
work. That's because you were singing. That nigga was over like, you're bad. Go.
I felt very guilty listening to that and actually enjoying it. It was really good. Like, really good.
Tory Lanez's new album was really good.
Not the newest one, but the last.
Yeah, because he just dropped one Friday.
The last one. It was so good. Every single song, I'm like, yo, this nigga, bro.
I'm not thinking I already mentioned it, but how can we be overlooking Fab? Like, no one.
I don't overlook Fab.
Well, I don't really ever hear anybody.
But yeah, there's not
like
a lot of slander with him.
No one slanders him, and we saw the footage of the way he was wildin', and he actually knocked out his teeth.
How?
Did he do this?
Pictures and everything, like trying to make
pictures.
He always posts pictures.
So that's all everybody just see now. No, nobody is seeing her hurt, and she stayed.
He knocked her teeth out.
He had,
and then bought some new ones.
Did that too? I think chased the dad with a knife or something.
FABOLOUS.
Yep.
You know how many kids is going to, like, lose the spelling bee? Messing with this nigga.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
That is incorrect.
That's so funny. But, yeah, that's another one.
All them niggas are sick.
I guess because it's not happening.
Should we forgive the person should you forgive the abuser if the person that they're abusing stays?
Fuck no. Well,
I don't think it's really about forgiving because they don't give a fuck if we forgive them or not. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like if she's don't have a problem with it getting her teeth knocked out, why do I? Why am I stressing about it?
Holly.
What? That's real.
Throw that money in the bag on.
You know why? It's just like when you're friends with somebody, right? And you're friends with somebody, they're in a relationship and things are happening. Oh, I'm sorry. Things are happening and they keep telling you things and then you try to
and they keep going back
to
bullshit.
And then they go back. Like, I'm not about to stress myself out about it. It's like, all right, well, if you're going to keep going back and get your ass beat.
Yeah, why am I going to lose sleep at night over your situation?
I'm going to be snoring. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be chilling.
Wow. Did none of y'all grow up on Eve, Love is Blind?
It'll take off.
Y'all ain't see that video?
Yeah, in the video.
See?
She did. But wait.
She step up for your friends.
Otherwise,
they're going to die.
Did she go back?
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
right. And she went back and then she died.
And what was
you don't let your friends die.
I don't know you and I hate you.
But what I'm saying, I know is that my
girl used to date you. How would you feel if he held you down and raped you?
Well, you can't say it like that. I'm like, whoa.
Nah, I think like if you're like me, you're an overprotective friend, right? So you're always going to try to look out for your friend. But after a while, it's like, all right, you draining me, bro, because you keep going back to the same situation.
Right.
And I'd be ready to kick ass. So I'm like, I don't I'm not done.
And then imagine you in jail.
Right.
And your friend right back,
and
with,
she
the
back
nigga
with him.
Visiting you. Like,
you feel married. With the nigga. Like,
not putting nothing on your books.
Right.
You're not going to put nothing on my books?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
I learned my lesson.
Like, oh, wow. That's crazy.
I definitely learned my lesson.
I
learned my lesson, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Can't get no toilet paper.
You went to jail?
Huh?
You went with...
Did I go to jail?
You went to jail for a friend?
What, you say that again?
Did you almost go to jail over your friend?
No, I'm not gonna go to jail. Which friend? Not none of them. Fuck them. Okay. No, y'all want to be one of my friends. I'm gonna say it, Brittany. One of my
friends. Oh my God. I need to blank that.
No, I'm not gonna even say it. I'm gonna say it.
Yo.
I ain't gonna say this. Yeah.
Yo. Yo.
Humpty Tony is crazy.
This is, what is this? Uncut? Is this uncut?
It's always uncut.
I gotta work on it. But yo. No, I stay out of people's shit. Nah, you see it happen, like, oh. It just looked up. I don't care.
You got to be thinking you're jealous. Like, yeah. I'm jealous because you're getting your ass beat? No, I'm just being a friend. But that's not. Nah.
They mental be all fucked up from the relationship. What's
that? That Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, that's real. So you be stuck in a hard.
Yeah, one of my friends from high school, she used to like hang, like she was dating a nigga that used to like beat her up. And one day I saw it, and I was just like,
hmm. See, I can't do that though.
You saw?
Wait,
you
saw it happen? I can't do that.
Yeah, I saw him punch her.
Oh nah, see,
why did you knock him out?
All right, so listen, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you. If I would have jumped in that situation. That night, in the setting that we were in, and the friction that was going on between that person and our town, somebody probably would have died. Like, it was him I'm being serious. The town? It was him and his friends versus like all of Lindenwall.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And it got very guns were pulled out on people before, and niggas was getting jumped. It was actually really wild. So no, I wasn't. And my thing was she was going. And my thing was she was going back. To, so like it's like what am I gonna do? Like,
and was it a full on punch? Like with all his
might? Yeah, he snuffed. Nah, I mean he just snuffed her. Like just a quick like eh. Like what you doing here with these niggas?
Oh my God!
Like oh man,
do we know her? Do we know him?
I don't think y'all know her. Oh shit! I don't think y'all know him either. Ollie knows her.
Okay.
We'll talk off mic. Yeah. Wait, do y'all want to do another commercial?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Second commercial break of the day. All right, I don't even know where we was at, but yeah.
I'm going
sometimes people get snuffed
fab.
And you just gotta
talking about fab and how
you just gotta walk away.
People don't.
Yeah. Period.
Hold them accountable anymore.
So are we done? We done with T.I. and
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Good. To be continued.
Oh, so now that we have two black women here, I got a question specifically for y'all, especially with you and you know, your curls popping. You got, what do you call that, Ty? I don't want to mess up what I'm about to call your hair.
Are these just knotless braids?
Knotless braids. Okay. So as black women, when y'all see other cultures and groups like using your style, dialect, swag, whatever you want to call it, that's clearly like, you know, a black woman thing. Do you feel flattered or do you feel like appropriated?
I definitely don't feel flattered. I feel
ever. All right, I have a part two to this too. So before, now keep in mind, black women do take style from other cultures. Also.
I was gonna say, I don't want to say flattered or appropriated. I'm kind of like indifferent. I don't really care.
Okay.
I mean, braids are a style. Everybody's wearing them. It's popping. Why not? And then as far as us black women, well, not me specifically, but we wear weaves. We wear hair that is not textured like ours. So why not?
I don't know. Mine's go a little further than just black women. Mine's is just like the black culture in general. Mm-hmm. The fact that there's places where we're not able to wear our natural hair. The fact that we can't go places and have our hair locked. Like, it's a lot of things that black women can't do that other races can do just for a style, and it's cool. I'm seeing a lot of, I think they call it black fishing or something like that, where a lot of women are, like, putting on dark foundation to make themselves look like black women.
Like melanated.
Yes. I'm not flattered by that. You're not a black woman. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah,
it just goes further than just us. It's just the black culture. It's cool to be black until it's time to be black. And I don't like that. Like, I'm just not okay with that. It'd be one thing if we were respected as a people as a whole, but we're not. So the fact that other races can do some of the things that we do. And yeah, we wear, everybody wear weave, but when a black woman wears weave, she bald headed. But when a white woman wears weave, it's style. Just cool. It's just the style. That's fine. You know, like, I don't like that. So it's just like, if it was just one way across the board, it'll be one thing, but it's not. It's not. So that's why, like, I'm not here for it at all. Right, well, right now, I'm really not here for it.
I feel that. I feel that, but I feel like there's some white women who literally just may like the style. And it's not even, like, just to, you know, like, I don't know, just to be negative or anything like that. It's just, like, they just enjoy the style. But as far as, like, everybody else making it seem like it's not okay, like, I don't know. To me, a white woman wearing, like, darker makeup or whatever, like, I don't know. It doesn't bother me. It just does not bother me. Now, if, like, it was someone doing it to, like, trash black women, that would be different. But if she's just saying, like, she just appreciates it or she admires it, then to me, it's not negative.
Yeah, I'm hear not you. Here for it.
So, I can see both sides. I think
both of their
both sides
reflect,
are valid.
They reflect what we see a lot in black women opinions.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, why, like, I understand that there's going to be a few who are just really here for the style, and I'm not mad at, but it's the majority for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's
the
too
majority for me.
You know, it's too much ignorance. It's too much disrespect going on for me to just be like, I see the few of y'all. It's cool. Like, I just can't.
Now, I definitely feel what you said about us not being able to wear our hair a certain way, like at work. Because I remember when I first went natural and I was working for a mortgage company, I was like scared shitless not to like have my hair straightened or like a certain way.
And you shouldn't feel that. It's just your natural hair.
Even now, like when we were going through the pandemic and everything, I couldn't, you know, get my hair done. Even though I can do it myself, I didn't want to. And when we were in like Zoom meetings and I'm sitting here with like CEOs and vice presidents of the company and majority, they're white people. Right. And I was like, yo, like, am I going to get in trouble for being on camera with like my fro? And luckily for the job that I'm at, they're like, no, like it's your hair. But the fact that I thought about that was like, yo, like I feel like out of place. For one, I was like one of the only black people there. And two, I wear my blackness. Like I don't straighten my hair all the time. Like my hair being braids, big afro, big curls, whatever. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know if I should do this. I had like literally turned my camera off and my one of my managers was like, no, like, you're fine. It's your hair.
Right.
But because of the fact that some places will look at it as you can't wear your hair like this, it just puts it in our mind like it's not okay when it should be.
And it's not only your reality as an adult. It's the reality of kids. And what's makes me feel even more sad is that you have kids who are going to school with locks. Mm-hmm. A wrestler, for instance, was told he needed to cut. He had to cut his locks at a wrestling match.
I think they
match.
Cut it for him.
They cut it for him.
And then they tried to spin it like that was like a great thing. Oh, he's so selfless and he did it for the team. Like,
and it's just
no,
like,
y'all violated that young man.
So it's just like at a young age, you're telling me I can't be me. I can't embrace. Like, I have no respect for that. And If you're pale skin, if you're white, be white. There's no reason for you to go get foundation, my color, and then go call that a look for makeup. Like, it's unnecessary. It's so unnecessary to me, and I'm just not here for it. And I feel like
we don't do that.
We don't do that. We're not paint. Who's painting themselves white? Now, I see that there is lightening. Like, people are bleaching their skins, but that I also feel like because black skin isn't positive in a lot of spaces.
People lightening their skin, as a black woman, like a black person lightening their skin, is to be lighter skin, but still black. It's not to be white. So because even from, you know, from a young age, even for me, I was told that I was too black. I was too dark. So my mom tried to bleach my skin. So for a long time, I didn't appreciate my color. But that's because that's what they're taught, like, as a young age, that just being fair skin is better. Doesn't mean that you have to be white. It's just about being lighter.
Right. And I understand that. But I also feel like that could go the other way for a white woman as well. It's like, she might be like, you know, having non-as pale or fair skin as a white woman, you know, having darker skin could be now seen as like a beauty standard.
But it is low key when they tan. But that, that's what messes, like, I don't understand. I see some people with leather skin. Like, sis, like, why? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that is.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just, you know, offering another perspective on it. I feel you. She said leather.
Nah, that's true.
That's true. They've been burnt.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't really.
Tony over there, because he lived for the petty stuff. He lived for the petty. This is moment y'all. Right now.
It's a catch 22. Like, I understand your point, and on that point, yes, I'm not with it. But I feel like if it's someone just embracing the culture and just they just want to, like, and it's in a positive way, then I don't really mind it. But if it's to mimic in a negative way or to make fun of, then no, like, nah.
Well, I don't think
it'd be derogatory.
I don't think they do it to be derogatory. I think they see it and they're like, we can take that over. Because, like, all right, for instance, just like Kim Kardashian.
Anything that they do. The nails.
Like, they really tried to make that seem like that was something
was their thing.
That she just came up with. Like, oh, sick. The hot.
Look at the boxer braids that she has. I'm like, cornrows?
Girl.
Like,
when they try to make, like, the bandeau knots.
Yeah.
It's like everything that they do is like high fashion and it's cool, but that's we originally we do it in this ghetto.
Right. And when Rihanna did negative. It, when Rihanna had the bantu knots for I forget what award it was, and everybody was like, why would she wear that? Like, mm-hmm. why was she not? Mm-hmm. Why was she not?
What was one of the, like, the fashion criticism girls? Juliana was just like, oh, when Rihanna had the dreadlocks from mm-hmm. like the movie, but she wore it out a little bit, they was like, oh, it looked like it smells like weed. It looked like she smells like marijuana.
Wow. Yes.
But I'm over here like, okay, but Kylie Jenner can wear a do-rag and she's fashion forward.
Right.
So the same stuff that we get criticized and oppressed for, because I need to protect, black hair needs to be protected with satin. Mm-hmm. So we wear like our hair wrapped up and stuff like that. So I have to, and A, it's a part of my culture, and B, it's my right if I want to drive with a do-rag on my head. I remember one of my friends who has a mother of a different ethnicity, she was just like, I was like, I keep getting pulled over. And she's just like, well, you are driving in the car with tents. And you got this loud music and do-rag on. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, but that's just the image you're giving off. Until they talk to you, they see that you're not threatening. I'm like, this is threatening? Just what it is like that? But let a white girl or even a white boy try to wear the same daggone thing. Yeah, what I'm oppressed for, y'all get like, oh, it's trendy. It's cool.
You're cool.
But as soon as some shit go off that, okay, this comes with the mm-hmm. oppression, y'all mm-hmm. quick to take the shit off. Mm-hmm. And, oh, no, whiten up.
Now we're white power. Yeah.
So. No, we're white
power. I feel appropriated.
You do, Chris?
I do.
Talk to me.
So,
therapy session.
As a black man, right? You know, there are certain things that even we have that are like kind of individualized to us, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you find a white dude that do what we do, they be going crazy for them. Perfect example.
So you invite to the barbecue?
Travis Kelce.
Oh my God, he is. On.
You hear this?
Who that?
You hear all this?
Travis Kelce.
No. Like that's really right. That's really true. Because I don't like
See?
White men. You have a white audience? Whatever.
Oh.
Of course we do.
Okay. Well, I don't really care for like white men, but like white men like him.
Like,
I don't know.
That
he is
like us.
He's fine. Yeah, like y'all.
He's like us.
Like legit. Because I'm big on beards. I'm big on, like, you know, thick bodies, mm-hmm. little muscular, whatever. Like, he's just handsome, for one. And he just has this, I don't know.
He had a black girlfriend, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, he just had this swag about him.
Oh, that's what you... segues
to see. But that is a thing, though.
That is.
His
barber
like
is black.
Because if you
find
his
barber
is black, of course he is.
But why are we all trying to invite
you ain't getting that cut of super cuts.
We always so inviting, but they inviting
never,
us today.
Yo,
shit.
I realized that too. Like when you look at like those high end people, the high end white people, they be mm-hmm. having weddings, and the weddings it's all white people. Mm-hmm. But us, it's usually a mixture and a blend of like all ethnicities.
Tony over there analyzing.
He's fine as fuck. He's a good looking.
Listen,
let me be careful. No, for me, that's few and. Between, like, oh, okay, I see how they would like you, but I like him.
Mm.
Good for her. Oh,
and he tall too.
Good for her.
I feel appropriated. That's all.
You
I'm
feel
saying.
Appropriated?
You know what I'm saying? And then everybody was like, remember, Chet Hanks had his little run?
I love him too.
He takes it too far.
Yeah, he's a cornball.
He takes it way too far.
Chet Hanks, it's Tom Hanks' son.
I like him.
Chet Hanks.
Yeah, he.
He's not super fine, but I like him.
They call him Shabba Hanks because he be doing a Jamaican accent.
I don't know. This ain't the one.
He's not like super fine.
Yeah, Travis runs laps around this nigga, this person.
Yeah. They're not. Yeah, but what, yeah, you know.
But
well, I mean, there are people of color too. Yeah. Sorry,
this popped up next to the Adele shit. Remember she? I hate this foolishness.
I'm just
saying. What's your next topic, Chris?
Oh, so to segue.
By the way, guys, is listening, Chris's segues is seamless. Yo, it's real seamless.
Sometimes I don't even be doing it on purpose, but you know, we here now. So why does it appear, you know, I don't have numbers or statistics. I just have my gut feeling and my interactions. Why does it seem like it's like interracial relationships are more accepted or applauded when the man is white?
Can I?
Go ahead. Could you jump right on in? Go ahead. Talk about it.
I think it's because, like, my mom, well, she's not going to listen to this, I don't think, but she always tells me, like, oh, just go find you a white man. He's going to treat you right. He's going to treat you better. I think it's because, like, in our minds or in their minds, they always say, like, the white man is going to treat you better than a black one. Because a lot of times black men always go for, they put exotic women or white women on a pedestal. Not you. I'm
listening.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of black men, and I have a lot of friends, male friends, always look, they look at those exotic women or different ethnicities as a higher value than an actual black woman. So they don't treat you as well as a white man would because of the fact that he looks at you
as exotic the same way that he,
exactly,
that you think that we look at them.
I feel like we're problematic within our own race. I don't think black men and black women value each other like we should. There's always, even I see on Twitter, it's always like black men this, black woman this, and this. That is problematic in itself. So I feel like because of that, now we're like looking at these other races. Yes, and I ain't going live, Renee. She was wilding back in the day. She told me white is right.
Does she?
Yes.
She got a whole chocolate nigga down, but yeah.
Whatever. Things change, right? So with that being said, yeah, like we are looking outside of our race to find people to treat us better because we got so many issues within, within ourselves that, yeah, we looking at somebody else to treat us better. Black men get a bad rep.
But you know why? It's also because of the fact that there's a lot of black men that really be tearing down black women, like especially dark skinned women. Like I've seen one say, I would never date a dark skinned woman because she looked dirty.
Wow.
I'm like, what? How do I mean, not me specifically, but how do I look dirty?
What's your mom look like? What
you know what I'm saying? Like and that's coming from a black man. Like I was watching, I don't know if y'all seen it on Hulu, but what's that? College Hill? Or no, Bowen Hills. Mm-hmm. And the black guy on there, he was like a comedian or whatever, and he was saying that he would never date a black woman because he feel like he's gonna be poor with a black woman. So he has to date a white woman. And the black women are not as pretty as the white women. Like, so when you hear that coming from a black man, it makes you not want to be with a, you know what I'm saying? Like, not want to, because that's how you view me as. I'm dirty. You're going to be broke because you're with me.
Problematic.
I'm problematic. Like, come on. Like, you're already putting this negative energy towards us and then expect us to be like, oh, yeah, come here. Let me give you a hug. Mm-hmm. Nigga, fuck you.
And even in time.
Like, for real.
Good for you.
I'm serious. Like, more.
That's what's up. All right. So, because
I mean, you don't.
Wait. However, I do love my black men. Let me just make sure I say this. It's not like.
Don't be trying to throw that. Don't try to slide that in.
That's true.
But I love y'all.
I really love my black men. Like, real. I don't see myself with anything other than a black man. But I'm just saying, like, I've seen some things and it kind of makes you question a lot of things sometimes. Like, damn, like, I'm dirty because I'm black?
So because you subscribe to Hulu and you see some nigga on a TV show in Baldwin Hills.
I mean, that was just one thing that like stood out to me because at the time I didn't realize it. And then I've seen things on Facebook and on social media where they're really just be coming for us. And for me, because I'm dark skinned, so obviously.
I'm seeing more of black love, yes, like now. I'm just speaking like when growing up, that wasn't so much a thing. So I feel like, yes, a lot of us was just like brainwashed in that way. But, you know, being older, more self-aware now, like, yeah, like there's black love there and stuff like that. I can like, all right, like that's craziness. I'm not feeding into that. But I just feel like that's typical. That's the typical stereotype. So.
So I hear both y'all, and I appreciate y'all inputs. And I get what y'all saying. My only thing is, because, you know, back to the original question, like, why does it seem like it's only accepted or applauded? And y'all gave y'all reasons. And I feel like those exact same reasons a man could say to you, and it'd be met with total just animosity. Like, a black man could be like, well, I've been taught that, you know, white women know how to treat a man better than a black woman would. And then there's that also, there's a stereotype or a common theme that they're easier to, you know, deal with.
Submissive, yeah.
They're more submissive. All those different things. When I hear that, and when I just say that, and then I hear what y'all reasons were, I don't hear much difference. But in a black woman's mind, she can make it seem like, oh, what I just said makes perfect sense. But if a black man says that back to you, like, well, these are the reasons why, it's like, oh, but you hate your mother. Like, I gotta hate my mom because I was told that a white woman would know how to treat me. I think
it's different, though. Because you're saying...
Now, mind you, I'm not saying
that. You're saying how a white woman would treat them. What I'm saying is how a black man views a black woman, not how she treats
But you
treats
started
her.
Off with... I was taught or told that, you know, white men, you know, because they look at us a different way, an exotic, yeah, well, blah, blah, blah. They would.
Right. Because of the fact that a black man saying that I look dirty because I'm dark skinned.
And that white woman might be like, I don't want no white man because they weak, blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing, just on the opposite end of the spectrum. It's the same thing.
So you feel like there's double standards?
This is one of the double standards that I feel like is like completely blown out of proportion. And like,
to
it's
me,
really wild.
Biracial, I really don't care for it. Like, I don't care for it in that way. I'm saying, like, I don't, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't mind it. Like, mm-hmm. I think if you love who you love. It goes for anything. You love who you love. I don't ever say, like, oh, he's, why is she with a white man or why is he with a black? Like, no, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, if that's who you want to be with, that's who you want to be with. Just don't bash the other race because you're with a white woman. And if you're going to be with a white man, don't bash a black man because you want to be with a white man.
Understood.
That's what I'm saying.
I totally agree. Now, but even without the bashing going on, let's take one of the main things that's in the news right now. Everyone loves Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, is it?
Yeah.
You know, people just, you can see every tooth in people's mouth when they talk about them too. Let there be a black prince out somewhere and he find him a white woman. Whether he bashing black women or not, that nigga catching hell.
You think so?
Yeah. Heck, a black prince, a black man of power in that, like, he's a prince, like, literally, like, Prince Hakeem, this man, he didn't want Lisa, he wanted Susan.
She's biracial, though.
It don't matter, she's viewed as a black woman, that's the whole reason that this whole thing is going on. That's so the whole reason, you're because she's a black woman.
Are you saying that if it was a black prince and...
Move closer to the mic.
I'm sorry. If you're saying that if it was a black prince and he found like a white woman, first of all, I don't even think that our black folks would look at her and treat her that way. If the tables were turned. I don't think we'd be like, oh, you're not going to be protected. What is the baby going to look like? We're not going to say that.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just simply... Take that part of it. I'm talking about how you're going to look at him. You're going to look at him and be like, oh, this prince, this big person, this glorious man, royalty, could not find him another black woman.
That's true. That I agree with. Just like the guy on The Bachelors, he's black. Finally got a black bachelor, and I'm pretty sure I didn't watch it, but I've seen...
he like white women now?
Yeah, I've seen a few videos about that through the Jessie Wu. Yeah, she's crazy. And he's with, I think, a white woman, but that was expected.
Preference.
Yeah, that's his preference.
I don't know.
I'm saying, she was on the other foot. I don't think everybody be smiling.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Ear to ear, like, oh, they're so beautiful. I agree. The royalty. Nope. Black women be like, look at this coon. He hates
his
mother.
Like, that goes back to just how black women are treated by black men. Like, I just think that's what it goes back to. Because if it wasn't such negativity towards us, I don't think people would have that feeling. Yeah. Like, that's period.
I think it's really just because we just always feel so inferior to other races. And when you see a man that is successful or whatever going for another race, it just it kind of just reminds you that you're still at the bottom.
Especially how hard Black women go for Black men. Black men. So, yeah.
I think there's a difference.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah.
I'm still marrying a Black man, though.
I agree. But I also feel like this specific situation. The fact that she did a dance with it, though.
That's right.
She's, I don't know what that was. All right. made me lose my whole train of thought.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. So I was saying,
we gotta get some video in here, by the way.
That's in the works.
Oh, okay.
It's in the works.
All right. You got to get some new equipment, which is Stimmy.
Yo, I'm not getting the Stimmy.
Oh, damn. Okay, Chris, you're making money.
I'm making money.
Money. All right, gunshot for Chris with the money.
Right. I ain't winning no gunshot,
everybody,
man.
Everybody, when you posted that, they was like, damn, where Chris live?
Did they?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I'm dead serious.
Who? No, don't say it. But yeah, must be nice. I just feel like that's an overblown thing. I feel like it's overstated. And what I mean by that is I feel like it's one of those things where the negative just gets way more attention, and Black women, I personally think, now look for that, or they only acknowledge. I feel like Black women only acknowledge the negative people that be like, oh, I'm not into Black women. I'd rather
There's so many, though.
Is it?
Yes. Black men do not respect Black women. Mm.
I don't agree.
I agree.
Of course, you agree. You said it.
I mean, there definitely is a lot of Black
men. I'm sure there's a lot.
There's a lot of disrespect.
Do you think it's the majority?
I also respect and really adore the Black men that stand up for us. That's the reason why I will still marry and date Black men. Like, I'm not negating from it because one bad apple. No. But there are still a lot of Black men who are either scarred from whatever happened to them in childhood and still hate us. And it's like, why? Because if something happened to you, we're all going to ride for you, bro.
Yeah.
All going to ride for you. We all going to fight for you. Like, a white woman could never.
Ever.
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 And that's on Mary.
Little lamb.
I hate y'all. So. I agree with you, Olivina. I disagree with Tyana.
Ollie, what is wrong?
I am so sorry. Nobody is ever good. Listen, no. Anyway, that's your name, nigga. No. Ty, I don't think it's majority.
Okay, so maybe I'm saying that because it's loud. I see it a lot. So I'll say that. I see it. I see the disrespect a lot.
But where do you see it?
All over the internet.
So you can control what you see on the internet. And that's my point.
Yes and no. Why am I supposed to delete everything that's negatively said?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I was told? This is one of my good friends. And he said to me, like, that I guess because I am dark skinned, right? That if he was to, like, date me, like, if we were to actually, like, date, that people would look at it. If he was to, like, I don't know, I guess post on social media, whatever, that people would look at it differently because of the fact that I'm not what. You know, I'm not this exotic, small waist, fat ass, whatever type of person with the long. Well, I do have long hair. But
there you go.
Hair,
you
know, popping tonight, by the way.
No, but like when he said, I was like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, and he was like, no, he's like, I'm not saying me. He's like, but other people would see it that way because of the fact that we're not the trophy.
Yeah, why is white women placed as a trophy? When you see a lot of famous Black men. Other races, I'm going to say that. You don't see that, but I'm just saying for people like I don't know. I feel like the people.
You know what
I
be saying when I be saying like famous Black men with white wives? They just be like having regular marriages. They be minding their business.
Okay, but what about
everybody else?
What about outside of just them being white? Just them not being Black?
Yeah, because like a lot of men want these other races too, and they.
I've heard people say, ew, I heard people say they don't want Black babies. They want mixed babies so they can get the nice hair with the nice eye. Like, I've heard some crazy
I'll just be like around some weird niggas. I don't.
It's not being around. I mean, that situation was like.
But my thing is like, if it's just out there, like, how do you allow allow something that's just out there, that's abstract, that's not anybody in your personal that you can reach out and touch and talk to? How do you let that impact you that much?
I mean, for me, it was someone that was like, that I'm close to.
It is, because it's subconsciously, y'all internalizing all this stuff that y'all hearing.
I'm not internalizing anything. Of course you are. I still date and want to be with black men.
But you're still sitting there like, but y'all niggas don't value us, majority of y'all.
I'm just saying, yes, from what I see, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying that there's not good black men out there. I'm just saying, that's what I see a lot of times going on.
Like she said, it's a lot of arguments. It's very loud. Like, yes. Granted, maybe in your circle, like, y'all love black women. I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, from us on the, like, dating-wise and everything else, like, we don't, it's not always the case. You're not always going to get that black man that's going to be riding for you. Like, 9 times out of 10, they're still looking for somebody that's exotic. Even though, to me, I feel like I'm exotic. But
there you go.
To a black man that might be ignorant, he doesn't see it like that. So he's going to go for someone.
So he's not even in your pool.
Right.
But he's not even in. He's not even. What I'm saying is,
when you run into those kind of people, you experience it firsthand. Obviously, you going to nip it in the bud, but you still experience it.
And you going to act like it's not going to affect you. It's still going to affect you. It's a black man. Like, yes, it's still going to affect you. You're still going to feel some type of way.
If me as a black man who dates black women, if I came across a woman and I tried to talk to her and she was like, oh, I don't date black men, like, I'm only interested in white women, I'm just going
to
laugh.
I mean, but that's, you don't know how it feels to be a black woman, though.
I don't.
To just ride so hard for black men regardless, and just the emotion that we carry for y'all and just for the race in general. Like, you're just not going to understand that. Yeah. It's a different type of attachment and emotion to that.
This is really good, guys.
And we are very emotional beings. So I think that it just, it affects us much differently. It's like, damn, like, because, you know, we have to tell ourselves daily affirmations, you know, about that you are enough, that you're pretty enough. And then you get this black man that you think, like, you're going, you know, that in your mind, you feel like, okay, like, we good, we could be good together. And he tells you, like, nah, because that's not, you're not what I want a white woman, or I want someone who's exotic, or I want someone who got silky hair. Like, I've been told that by black men, black men that you know, that I look better with my hair straight. That's sick. That I look better with my, like, just keep your hair straight. Ooh. But
she said that you know, not like your homie, because my niggas ain't.
Nah, it ain't.
Because I already know my niggas ain't coming like that.
Wait,
but
I want to be like, did y'all see the Oprah interview? Did y'all see?
I didn't watch it.
No.
Oh, she had said some, because what that statement you just said, she was just like, who is having those kind of conversations? That's how I was wondering, like, what? Who is having those kind of conversations?
Listen.
Oh.
You're right.
I think
I do not know what it's like to be a black woman and to feel those type of emotions and to have that type of persecution, mm-hmm. almost, you know, that comes along with just your existence. You know what I mean? So I do empathize with y'all. I'm not negating what you're saying. Everything else you're saying is valid, and I agree with to a point. My only point was that I feel like it's overstated and that you can control the noise. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's loud, but I feel like you can turn that loudness. You can tweak it.
But what do you do when you experience it firsthand, especially, again, at a young age? Like, those things carry with you.
Right. That's why I do a lot of daily affirmations. And I deleted people on my social media who I feel are that ignorant, because I feel like I don't want to see that. If you're saying that my skin is dirty, then clearly you're not worthy of even being friends with me on social media or at all. So granted, it is loud. It is going to happen. And I just erase it. Because at the end of the day, in my head, I'm still a bad bitch. Like, it doesn't matter what nobody's going to say. Like, that's what I feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be. To me, I am exotic. I'm African. Like, when people tell me, oh, you got to be mixed because you got long hair. No, I'm not. Or I had a black man tell me that my beauty comes from me being from France. And I'm like, nigga, I was just born there.
You should have been like, nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. That's some of the stuff that black women have to deal with.
I am West African, Cameroonian, black, and nigga, and black. Like, I'm not mixed with nothing else. Nothing else.
I wish I knew where I was.
And when people say that, it's like, so you think I'm pretty because you think I'm mixed with French? No, I'm not. I don't have a lick of French in me. I was just born there.
Or even hearing, like, you're pretty for a black girl. Like, it's just a lot of negativity.
You have long hair for a black girl. Like, oh, yeah, your hair is long for a black girl.
It's a lot.
Like, What?
It's a lot.
Like when I lived in Miami and my hair was straight, a lot of people used to be like, oh, what you, when I used to get my hair done at the hair salons, or I would go to like on a, like on South Beach, like, oh, what you mix with? What you mix with? What you mix with? What are you talking about?
My mom and that's and my all, dad.
That's all from blackety black men.
I'm sorry. When she came in here, I did say your hair is really nice. And
no, that was good. But you didn't ask me if my hair was mixed.
No.
Or if I was
no,
mixed. You just asked me if.
And you
if
didn't that say was, you have some nice hair for a black girl.
You like, didn't say that. Okay. What I'm saying,
I was like, it's nice and dark though. Her hair is beautiful and dark.
See, yeah. that's different than saying, and I appreciate that. But that's different than saying, are you mixed with something, or you have to be mixed because your hair is long. What? I just take care of myself.
Okay.
Like.
Well, I do think everything that I'm hearing, like I do. Understand that us as black men, gay, straight, whatever it is, like us as black men, we operate from a scope of privilege where we don't see a lot of the oppression that you guys deal with, both inner culture and outer culture. So I can understand. So you guys just even talking about it has taught me a little bit more. I do think when it comes to like cis black men who are heterosexual, one thing that I do typically see, and I wonder why, is not all of them, and I think we do operate, at least in my group of friends, i.e. having Chris and stuff like that, most of those black men that I consider friends who are heterosexual and straight and identify as male don't operate like this. But the men that I see on the large scale, for example, when these basketball players make it big or these football players
that's
make
exactly
it big,
what I'm talking about.
I said I don't always see them go for a white woman per se.
I'm just saying outside of just being white, they're not going for black women.
So one
Armenians,
one of the
there is something that's exotic, something that's not black.
So or black and Asian.
See, something you gotta be mixed.
Hold on, sisters. What all sisters?
That's right, y'all.
I'm just saying. And like, women are beautiful. Beyond just white women. Right. They don't like black women, period.
I would say so. One of the things I do typically see, they might go for a black woman, but the black women are often women who with like angle features or with like certain kinds of appearances that mimic somebody, even if they are black, mimic somebody who is not of mixed. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I do see. I do think, like, for example, I might be getting this wrong. Isn't LeBron James' wife, like, a black woman?
She's a black woman.
She's a black woman. That's why, the only reason I know that is because they emphasize, like, look, he was with a black woman, been with her right down kids. 100%, and got black kids. And in Dwayne Wade. So, like, I'll see that, but then I'll see them trash it. So, one of the things that I do see a lot, and I'm not saying that black men don't. I'm just saying I do see more of white black women when shit hit the fan. Y'all out there protesting hard, going hard for black women, black men. 100%. And I wonder if you guys just don't feel as supported and reciprocated in that kind of fashion, which is the point where, like, for example, a black man might look at a woman with certain kind of features as a trophy. Whereas a black woman who's looking at somebody else with another race is like, oh, I'm going to look at you because you might treat me better. You might actually appreciate me a little bit more.
Isn't that what you're used to?
And that's really what it's, that's what I'm really, being not getting received from black men. So is that what you think a lot of women are black women are operating underneath? Like, I'm not going to feel like I would like to have a black man, but the black men that typically,
I think it's because the same way that black men may look at another race as a trophy, a white man or somebody else may look at us as a trophy because of the fact that they're not used to us either.
Well, one of the things that I feel pushed a lot, too, is that when I, like, again, Clubhouse, because you'll sit and listen to a bunch of different people's opinions. But one thing that I hear is that, oh, the only reason why white men are going for black women is because it's a fetishization.
But that, too.
And I'm just like, well, why is it defaulting to that? Why can't they just be attracted to them too? But then again, is a black man looking at a white woman that kind of way of fetishization as well? Because that has to be the same.
So it can be.
It can be.
So one of the
it's things, both. So, it's with everything. There's a gray area with this topic to me. I feel like there is very easily a white man who just simply. Now I'll say this is when I think it's fetishy. If he's like, I only date black women, and the darker the better. That's fetishy.
Mm-hmm. I like chocolate nipples.
I went on a date with a white man.
Yes. Some of these white men are crazy.
He said to me, I think I was like a little cool, right? I was a little cool. He was like, let me roll the windows up because I know black women got low iron count. What?
Ain't you anemic?
I am. Yes, but what?
Because I'm not anemic.
That nigga ran, dude. Makes up.
But he's one of the type of white men mm-hmm. that only date black women. So how are you just there and just say all black women got low iron? What?
My iron is cool.
See, so like, I think when it's a something, when it's not a preference and it's an exclusive thing, that's when I think it's fetish.
Yeah.
If you have a preference, whatever. Who am I to tell you what you should prefer or why you prefer? Whatever. But when you exclusively only want to date someone that's outside of your race that doesn't look like you and it has to meet some certain, that's fetishy to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a lot of these conversations, well, obviously are emotions and experiences and anecdotal kind of things that happen that we're going to be emotionally charged with it. But a lot of the things that we talk about, like, they can both be true statements, but they're going to be at conflict, that kind of dialectical thinking, like, you're right, Chris right, Aliyah's right, everybody's right, but these kind of rights can't be in one setting because they're going to be conflicting. Like, but that's the weird thing about this kind of nuanced, like, attraction and race kind of talk. But I do hear one thing. We got to listen to each other a little bit more. Not y'all, I'm just thinking about in our community in general. Like, we really got to listen to each other a little bit more. But it's hard to deprogram societal cultural norms that are meant to oppress and kind of diminish blackness in general. Like, we're getting it from all points. Black women get it. Black men get it. Black trans get it. It's just anti-blackness. And it's not just in because you can go to, like, for example, one of the things that I always like to tell people about, and I'm pretty sure you guys know about, it's not just white people that are anti-black. You go to certain other cultures like Middle Eastern, South Asians, Pacific Islanders. Their anti-blackness is in all cultures.
I went
anti-darkness
to,
is in all cultures.
I went to Miami like in June, and it was a bunch of like Puerto Ricans, anti-black with flags.
I see a lot of them wilding out.
And I'm like, talk about Trump this and all lives matter. They think they don't even care about you. Like, I was so like surprised. I didn't see it out here. So when we got to Miami and we saw that, it just literally ruined our day because it was so many of them. And then they were looking at us like we weren't, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking at us, we were like, I don't know, like aliens. Like, we were, and I'm like, y'all serious?
So with that kind of, if that's what's ever happening against us in all kind of ways, the safety and solace that we should find is at least within our own culture, within our own black diaspora. But at times, we're divided too. So, and that goes into all aspects. Black women, black men, black gays, black straights, black different religions against each other, different black socioeconomic statuses. There's always a division. And I think one of the things that we could work on, which I can improve on too, is just listening and challenging these kind of beliefs. But it's hard because when we're conditioned from a young age, it's not that easy. But thank you, black women and black men.
I love my black people.
There's only one black person I don't like.
Don't say her name.
Jarrell, fuck you, nigga.
Yo, we almost got through a whole episode without that. Without
Yo. I gotta go through.
He gonna catch you outside the Beyonce concert again. Nigga. He gonna be outside the Beyonce concert.
Right, your fault, right?
Gonna slide you.
Fucking nigga, let's fight.
Okay. I don't have a transition for that one.
Nah.
I don't know. Do we have another topic? That might be it. Y'all wanna save the rest. This got intense.
Yeah, that was a lot.
There was a lot of passion behind these. Yeah. I was liking it.
Yeah. I know you sitting back laughing like they was like a fight was going on.
Everybody was because everybody got passionate. All three of you, y'all got passionate. Ty, you got passionate. I liked it. No! 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 Like,
oh. She was about to be like you at the beginning of the episode. The niggas! But yo, not the niggas. We love you. We love you, Ty. I don't know who did it.
Who did what?
Whoever did it. Whoever you experienced this firsthand trauma from, tell him I want a scene. All right, you know what I'm saying? I got you.
Intervention.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a lie.
I'll smack that nigga. Like,
it's a lie. I got you.
I smack him too.
That's all this.
Just right across.
Line him up.
Tony, don't let him put you in the headlock.
Okay, Chris.
The four Nelson. Don't let I've never letting it go.
Yeah.
So there is a meme I just want to do just to shake shit up just a little bit from that goes along with this statement. Like, it was like a picture. It was like a meme, like of a black guy standing in a room. Like, it was like, it made it look like it was from the bed perspective. Like whoever was in the bed took a picture, and it was like a white girl on the door frame, but in a black boy standing like talking to his mom, and he was just like, "She's sorry. She's sorry. Yeah. She didn't mean to say colored green. She meant to say collard green." And I said, "That's what you get for dating her." It's like, "Yeah, you want some colored greens? What the fuck you just say? Colored green? Is that what y'all saying?"
I love that meme. Y'all know what y'all talking about.
That's the thing that comes around Thanksgiving.
It does. Yeah. Right. Every Thanksgiving to come back.
And it's new
that
shit.
That picture was crazy. I need the real story behind that. I really need to know. Because that picture is crazy. She really in the doorway, like.
With a scarf. Because you know they like it in the fall.
That's their shit.
Somebody send that to me.
Wait, I got y'all. Because since we're done with the topics. You know what that means, right?
Would you rather?
It's time for Would You Rather? All right, so,
Ollie, this your first Would You Rather?
No. Yeah, that's our. Did you do it before?
We did it before.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So then you know the vibes.
Yeah.
All right. So this one, it's not crazy. This is like a real question. Okay.
I actually had one, but.
Oh.
We got one too?
We might be able to touch on yours.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, well.
Let's do both. Go.
Let's go.
All right. So first one is, would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Oh, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ancestors me all day.
Definitely
ancestors for the wisdom.
Yeah,
the wisdom.
And protection.
See my great-great-grandchildren.
I don't know if I'm...
Actually,
it sounds bad. I get the wisdom thing, whatever, but I feel like I can get great wisdom from the ones that's here, right?
You want to go and see your great-great-great-great-grandkids?
I think that would be really cool.
I'll see them from heaven. I'm good.
I'll holler back.
You can go talk to your ancestors in heaven. Y'all be kicking it up there, eating That's bread, why I'm going drinking to Africa wine.
In July, yeah. But no, like, I would prefer.
I want to talk to them.
Yeah, I want to, like, yeah, sit down, have a conversation with them, pray over me and everything.
But look at it this way. If you're talking to your great-great-grandchildren, you the ancestor. That's like them saying that they want to come back and talk to you.
All right, well, that's will be them for decide would they rather.
Right.
Mine, I want to see my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me too.
I want to talk.
I was trying to be a contrarian. I want to talk to my ancestors too, but you want to say want everybody to say because we don't even know where we come from. Like that's my whole thing. Is like, dang, yeah. I don't even know what they are.
Right.
And then my did I ever tell you about the year my mom messed up Black History Month for me?
What?
Oh my God! Ruined Black History Month. Like I remember, it was like. It was January 31st, I think, and my mom found some pictures of our ancestors, and I was like, "Oh, this is cool." You know what I'm saying? Like, and then like she showed me my great 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 grandfather. Mm-hmm. He was white.
Oh, I don't want to see. Yeah, we don't want to see. I want to see.
And I was like, "Bro,
yeah, I
want to
see
on.
My black ass ancestors.
My black.
But my thing was like, if you gonna drop the bomb on me, like, yo, yeah, great great grandfather was white dude.
But
like,
are you surprised,
do that, like,
no,
but do it in August or something.
Don't do it in Black History.
I'm feeling all proud.
I want to go back.
My grandma got a whole picture of that man in the living room.
I
want to
go back
like,
and meet my colonizers. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. I don't want to meet them niggas. No. You know, imagine you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go meet my ancestors. And they put you in a room. This Thomas Jefferson. Like, why is this nigga in here?
I want to go back to meet. Like, hi, I'm your like great, 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 great grandson. They're like,
get the whip.
Yeah, they're like, oh, nigga, no, I'm playing. If they do, please, like, love me.
Love me.
But yeah, I would want to go back and see, like, especially, like, so I could just see what my culture really was about, what it looked like, because. It was rich, apparently, in so many different ways. So I would love to go back. Fuck them goddamn future kids. I'm going to go into the future. Them kids are going to look nothing like me at all. I'm like, oh, yeah, I come from your blood. No, the fuck you don't. Kill it.
That'd be all rude. All right. So that was that. That was well, Ollie, what's yours?
I don't even know if it's really like a would you rather, but this is for y'all.
This is random.
Nah, because I was on social media and it was this on Spiritual World, and the guy was saying how he doesn't mind like his wife making more money than him. So is that an issue for y'all? Like, do you guys want to be the breadwinner in your relationship? Either, you know, or does it like, does it matter at all?
Anybody want to go first?
That's a whole topic.
We can. Sorry, I feel like we can run through it.
Yeah.
All right, now.
I got you. So, me personally, I don't care. Money is money. As long as we not broke, we doing our thing together. We a team. We a partnership anyway. If I'm making good money, why would I be mad that you make great money?
Or she makes more money than you.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. That's good.
She ain't taking care of me.
Right.
I'm grown.
I don't care if I'm the breadwinner. Yeah, like that money doesn't,
as long as you're not like penny pinching, like you,
yeah, as long as that's
money,
not happened, money that, is, yeah, not, that don't matter. Yeah,
I just want my shit protected.
Facts.
Regardless, assets, I can make more, you can make more, I can make less, whatever it is. I just want, if some shit hits the fan, I don't want to walk away losing, yeah, what I worked hard for.
Yeah.
So whatever, and I don't want you losing it either. Yeah, so
so you're down with the nups.
Oh, fuck yes.
I think we talked about that, though.
Yeah, we did.
Shout out to the
nubs. I'm with it.
Come with what you left. Wait. Mm-hmm. Leave with what you came with.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever we built together,
we split it.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, don't be going that easy. That's why I said the nubs.
The nubs.
Yeah. But I
we've been putting up in all the wrong, because
some men, you know, or women, that bothers them. Like, it's an issue. So I just wanted to know.
They got egos.
Yeah, what y'all thought about it.
I ain't got no ego.
Already broke.
Could you imagine if you, let me find a girl that make $200,000. I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do. Knock it up. We locked in, baby. Right. It's me and you.
And what he said, he was like, I'll happily wash some dishes. What? Like, he's, yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm being smiling at her.
I'm a cook.
Hey, hey. Be washing the dishes real good. Mm-hmm.
And watch her write that check.
Yes. Turn on. Go pay.
My nigga Tony really. Just pulled a whole Madea skin.
Wash everything.
All right, I'm done. And we good? We good?
Yeah, we good.
All right, yo, this is a good episode.
Yeah, see you, niggas.
All right, let's get Tony some food.
Yeah, let's get this man some food. We'll holler at y'all.